You're listening to SBS News.
Australia is home to more than 500,000 animal and plant species, many of which are found nowhere else in the world. But over the last two centuries, more than 100 of them have become extinct. On National Threatened Species Day, a number of high-profile athletes, musicians and models, including former surfer Lane Beachley, Socceroo Harry Kuehl and singer Cody Simpson, have teamed up with conservation group WWF Australia for a new campaign. In a video, the group calls on the federal government to take urgent action to better protect the nation's most vulnerable wildlife and habitat.
There are so many things that make Australia's nature great.
From ancient rainforests
to sweeping plains.
Now, more than ever, we need to protect what we have left
and restore what has been lost.
The campaign comes as controversial environment laws passed through the House of Representatives last week. WWF Australia's head of Healthy Land and Seascapes, Darren Grover, says the government's bill would amend the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act, paving the way for states and territories to be given development approval powers.
The state itself is the proponent, so you have a situation, if these laws go through, where the state will be regulating itself. So the state will put forward a project and then it will assess that project and approve itself. And that's clearly a conflict of interest.
In the 20-plus years the current environment laws have been in place, WWF Australia estimates that more than 7.5 million hectares of threatened species habitat has been destroyed. Mr Grover says the Black Summer bushfires were particularly devastating for koalas.
The bushfires have now impacted a vast area of koala habitat. Large numbers of koalas have perished in those fires. And we think that the time is right to seek an endangered listing. But more than anything, it's about both raising the profile of koalas.
More than a dozen other conservation groups have signed a letter warning UNESCO of the Australian government's plans to change the nation's environmental protections. Australian Conservation Foundation Chief Executive Kelly O'Shaughnessy says the government has a responsibility to identify, protect and conserve World Heritage sites such as the Great Barrier Reef.
We need to protect these iconic places because they're gorgeous, we love them, they're very Australian, but they're also incredibly important for our environment. So we want UNESCO to step in and essentially ask our government to do what they said they would do, which is protect World Heritage areas.
In a statement to SBS, Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee says there will be further legislation to support environment law reforms, and none of the changes remove or weaken national obligations under the World Heritage Convention. She says a new 10-year strategy will be developed over the coming months to protect threatened species. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.